Proclamation number 6444 of 5th of January, 1956. Words of comfort from the Father. Whatever suffering and pain you experience in earthly life will help you to achieve perfection if you surrender to my will. Yet bear in mind that I know everything and that what I allow can always result in good success for your soul. I certainly don't approve of the actions of those who cause you pain or hardship, yet all people have free will and will one day have to answer for this will. Yet you need not suffer any harm to your soul as a result. You can emerge from all hardship and suffering unscathed, but then you will also have a plus. Yet always provided that you remain in contact with me through love, that you don't let yourselves be tempted into thoughts of hatred and revenge, but humbly let everything pass you by in the certainty that I know about it and will help you as soon as you turn to me in prayer. You have a Father in heaven who loves his children. Trust in your Father with complete faith and you will not be disappointed, for he always knows a way out, no matter how confusing it may seem. For truly all things are possible to me. My adversary's activity also appears strongly. You must always remind yourselves of this. He wants to get you under his control. He wants you to give up your faith in me, to detach yourselves from me and surrender to him through equally bad actions and unkindness. Do not let yourselves be deceived. Wait in patience and trust in my help. Wherever you are met with hatred, repay it with love. Wherever you are hostile, bless in my name. Speak my name often and sincerely when you are in need, and you will be inwardly strengthened and have the strength to repay bad with good. In contact with me, trusting in my help, you will be able to do everything, and my adversary's activity will remain unsuccessful, only pushing you ever more towards me, who is your Father from eternity. And after heartfelt prayer, hand yourselves over to the beings of light who are only waiting for your call to them, who will now assist you on my behalf but may not do so until they're instructed by me. Until you approach me myself for help. They are happy to be allowed to help you, and where you yourselves feel too weak, their work begins because they are with you to protect and help you as guides on your path through life. You are never too weak to resist your enemies if only you first take the right path to me, because then countless helpers will stand by your side, but they are not allowed to intervene until they have received the order from me. Why then do you want to be timid? There are all kinds of means which will help you in times of need. You only ever turn to your God with complete trust. But what benefit your soul can derive from all the trials and sufferings that are imposed on you, that you cannot measure, but one day you will thank me for the earthly path you had to cover for the sake of your perfection, which earned you the close bond with me, which was indeed a crusade for you but unimaginably beneficial if you covered it in my discipleship. And never forget that no adversity is so great that I cannot remedy it. One is always at your side and only waits for your call. And his help will truly not fail to come. Amen.